Hi, welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. Happy February, happy February. You know what? I know there's an R in there, in the mix, but I think I'm done trying to make it all fit in there, because every time I try to say it with the R in there, it just comes out really weird, and I'm just going to say it, February. I think maybe that's how it's pronounced anyway. Maybe no one says it with the R. Maybe I just became hyper-conscious of that R and started to say it. So, happy February, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning into this podcast about something I'm looking at, and I hope that it's serving its purpose for you, whether it be relaxation, sleep time, humor, although I think there's a plethora of comedy podcasts for you to listen to. Maybe you just like very, very niche comedy. But yeah, I wouldn't really call this comedic necessarily. I wouldn't even call myself a funny person, unfortunately. But I'm just saying that based on a couple of people's comments. And believe me, it was a surprise. Well, first of all, I want to say I've been getting so many emails from places that I have unknowingly subscribed to their email list. And it's all about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day this, Valentine's Day that. It really just rubs me the wrong way when someone is telling me that someone's gonna love me more because of something that I buy them on a certain day. And I think that you all know this. That's not the case. I do really support, you know, gift giving. I love gift giving on just random days of the year, thoughtful little gifts to someone. I think that's very sweet. What I don't like so much is this, and it happens, you know, during Christmas as well, and every holiday, let's be real. For some reason, it just rubs me the wrong way when love is involved so much. You know, like, I don't know. A lot of things about it bother me, and now I can feel myself just going into a rant mode, probably because I haven't eaten much in the last couple hours, but I just don't like the idea, one, that there's a specific day that you need to be sweet and give gifts and all of that. I think that we should be sweet and give gifts whenever we feel like it. And the second thing that bothers me is that it's heavily geared towards male-identifying people giving a gift to a woman-identifying person, and that somehow symbolizing love and care and manliness. And, oh gosh, I don't know. There's a lot of things I could say, but again, I'm going to stop myself. But I was going to say, related to Valentine's Day, what I'm looking at, because I'm looking at dates, and yes, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of silly to look at dates near Valentine's Day at the beginning of February, and I also love dates of both kinds, the food date and the activity date. any kind of date, romantic date, friend date, self date. Self dates are maybe the best kind. Artist dates, if you've read The Artist's Way, there's this a date that you can take yourself on if you're an artist, which I believe everybody is in their own way. And it's meant to feed the imagination, inspiration. You just take yourself out on a date and do something fun with yourself. Do something that feeds creativity and delight and joy and your heart. I also really like a show called First Dates. It's a British show, and for all of you UK listeners, maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe even beyond the UK, you know what I'm talking about. But I didn't know what it was until I moved here. And I really like that show. It's just a TV show about first dates in a restaurant. Not an ideal first date, in my opinion. And yeah, I really do wish that these companies would stop flooding my email inbox with suggestions of what I should buy. As always, I would love to thank my patrons. Patrons, I am going to send you some mail soon, so be prepared. I'm going to send you a little something in the mail, in the postal system, and I'm going to do it probably, I don't know, in the next couple weeks as I settle down with my life. And I also want to say, just more broadly to everybody, that I am doing a second round of what I'm looking at, notebooks. And so if you're interested, you can email me and let me know, or I'll probably make a post about it somewhere. But if you want to email me, it's whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to check my Patreon, it's patreon.com/EmilyCross. And if you wouldn't mind, you for Valentine's Day, you can get me something. You can pass along this podcast to a friend or a loved one or a colleague or anyone that you think listens to podcasts and might like it. Or maybe you think they won't like it, and then you're going to be surprised when they tell you that they do like it. Maybe they won't know that they like it until they give it a shot. So that would be just so fabulous and amazing if I even got one new listener from that request. Thank you in advance. As I mentioned, I'm looking at dates, and I got these at Waitrose, which is a supermarket here in the UK. And I've been told that it's like the fancy one and it's expensive. But to be honest, I wouldn't have really known that. Well, I also tried to do my grocery shopping in like 5 minutes flat. So I don't have time to look around at every single thing. I'm just on a mission. Anyway, it's apparently the fancy one. And that would explain why they had these particular dates, because normally when you go into the store, they do have dates in the produce section, but it's normally just the medjool dates. I think they're the most popular dates. But to my amazement, at Waitrose, with my quick scan, they had, I think, 3 or 4 types of dates in this little section. And it actually made me pause and get confused, because I was fully expecting just to be offered the medjool date. And I went out on a limb, because I over Christmas time, I tried this different kind of date, but I couldn't remember what it was called. And it was just so gooey and delicious. And I wanted to see if I could pick one of the date packs that was going to deliver me that experience again. And everyone, I just want to report that I did select the amazing dates. And they're called Hadrawi. Let me spell it for you. Hadrawi. I almost said Y. Hadrawi. Hadrawi dates. And let me tell you something. If you see these in the store, please, and you like dates, or if you haven't tried dates before, buy these dates and prepare to go on a taste adventure. These are just so nice to eat. I like to put peanut butter. I like to take out the pit and then put peanut butter inside, and then it's a little sweet and salty sandwich, and it is so delicious. For anyone who's never had a date, they are extremely sweet, but they're kind of like fibery. It's hard to explain. These ones are a lot more moist, so they're less fibery, and they taste like caramel or, oh, you know, it would be really good if you put these with apples, like green apples. It would be like a caramel apple for sure. So I have these Hadrawi dates, and I'm looking at them right now, and I really want to eat one, but I'll wait until later. Unfortunately, I did a bad thing, and I bought these within plastic. I used to order cardboard boxes of dates from a date farm, but I haven't figured out how to do that here yet. So I succumbed to the convenience of buying these dates within a single-use plastic thing, tub thing, with a plastic film over top of it. And yeah, it makes me sad. It makes me feel bad. And I'm not going to lie about that. But I guess my excitement for the dates really just overshadowed those concerns, which is, you know, it's not good. I want to strive always to be buying less plastic. But that being said, I have them and I'm looking at them. And so I'll tell you about them. Also, I'm definitely not trying to shame anyone who buys, you know, things in plastic tubs. It's just, it's so difficult to avoid these days. Plastic is everywhere we look, every single little place we look. And it's actually not how we're set up right now to not use plastic. So I just wanted to share that that is my personal effort at the moment. All right, so this plastic is clear. It's in a carton that's about an inch tall and 7 inches long and then 4 inches wide. So it's a pretty small packet of these dates. And I can see the dates through this thin film, plastic film that has been sealed on top of this crate. I keep wanting to call it a crate, so I'm just going to go with it. And printed on this plastic film is a label. It's a square label and about, let's see, it's about 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches. And the first third of the label is kind of like a cornflower blue. It's milky blue, but dark. I don't know if that makes sense. If you know what cornflower blue is, it's like that. And then I think it's white, a white label with all this color on top. Printed in the white, or you know, in the negative space, is the Waitrose logo, which is just the word Waitrose, Waitrose. And it says Waitrose and Partners. The Waitrose branding is very simple, and it's a sans serif, all caps, not much personality to it, kind of font. It's just clear and easy to read. The and Partners is much smaller than the Waitrose at the top. And the and is an ampersand, by the way. And the Partners part is in the same font as the Waitrose. I think it's actually all in the same font on this label, now that I'm paying attention. So the next third of the label is white with black text over. And this is where it says Hadraoui dates. That part is a little smaller than the Waitrose, but not much. It says Hadraoui dates with stones. The with stones part is a little smaller. And if you didn't know, the pits, dates have pits, and that's what they're calling a stone. And then it says below that, rich and intense with the flavor of sweet caramel. What did I tell you? Caramel. So good. This is in lowercase. Everything else has been in caps. And it's, like I said, in the same font, I can tell. Sans serif. And the it's rich, ampersand, intense with the flavor, F-L-A-V-O-U-R, of sweet caramel. And then there's a small stripe of black, an even smaller stripe of that cornflower blue, and then a stripe of white, and at the very bottom, a stripe of cornflower blue that's medium size. So that's the main label, printed label, on this carton of dates. Next, we have some information. There's a small rectangular box that's green, and on the left side, there's like a green on green square, a light green background, and the darker green leaf. It's a very kind of clip arty leaf illustration, very simple. And then on there's a darker green portion of the rectangle, same as the darker green of the leaf. And printed in white, it says one of your five a day equals three dates. So the recommendation for nutrition is that you have five fruits a day, fruits and vegetables, or five fruits and five vegetables, I'm not sure. But three dates equates to one of your five a day recommendation. So then we have another rectangle next to that. It's a white rectangle with a black border, and it says per 100 grams energy, 1,151 kJ, 270 kcal, and then there's a barcode. Are you ready for some numbers? 1, 2, 5, 7, 6, 10.20, 5, 0, 0, 0, 1, 6, 9, 0, 2, 0, 4, 8, 7. Carrot. Is that a carrot? No, that's the one that's above things. This is a lesser than sign. And then we have a bigger rectangle that's actually, it's not fully white. It's like partially opaque white. And this is the nutrition information. It says nutrition, typical values per 100 grams energy, 1,151 kJ, 270 kcal, fat, less than 0.5 grams, of which saturates 0.1 gram, carbohydrate 68.0 grams, of which sugars 68.0 grams, fiber 4.0 grams, protein 3.3 grams, salt 0.03 grams. Storage, store in a cool, dry place. Once opened, keep refrigerated below 5°C. Do not exceed the date shown. Warning, contains stones in all bold. Waitress Limited, RG128YA, UKWaitress.com. Best before 9th of May, 2021. Supplier 307 VMC. And that's on a separate little sticker that's clear and a square with rounded corners. And like I said, all of this text is in black. The font is different than the font on the label up top. It's just a pretty average sans serif font. Actually, it's kind of a fun font. I can't really explain. The A's are really pointy when they're uppercase. Yeah, that's... I'm not going to go into depth about that right now. 175 grams E. The tray is recyclable, thank goodness. And the film is not recyclable. Bummer. The tray, where it says tray recycle, there's a green recycle symbol. And where it says film don't recycle, it's a black square recycle with a line through it, meaning don't try to recycle it. And then it says produce of Israel. And that's all of the information on the label. And I can see the dates resting in their beds through the plastic non-recyclable film. They're about an inch in length each, and they are kind of oblong shaped. If you've never seen a date, it sort of looks like a big raisin, a big fat raisin, which I would also love. I love raisins. But it has a small hat on top. It's kind of a yellowy, whitish color, and it must be where the stem comes out when it's on the tree. It's kind of looks like a little flower. It's very sweet looking and precious. So overall, the dates are brownish, I would say it like a chocolate brown color. And these are very juicy, so high water content. So I actually can see some lighter brown inside. You can just tell they're juicy from looking at them. They don't look dried up and shriveled. They look plump and just so good to eat. And my friends, that is the packet of Hydrolli dates that I purchased at Waitrose yesterday, on February 1st at the Waitrose. Thanks again for being here with me. I hope you enjoyed this date exploration, and I hope that you're having a good week, a good February so far. And if you have some dates in the house, I would recommend eating one with peanut butter or almond butter, or whatever kind of butter that you like, except for maybe butter. That would be, well, I just don't recommend. That doesn't have my seal of approval, but any kind of nut butter or sunflower butter, salty kind of thing, that would be very good. Even tahini, that might be good. All right, until next time.